Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something maybe a bit unexpected. When you think cutting-edge AI adoption, maybe a state government isn't the first thing that springs to mind.
Probably not, no. More likely Silicon Valley or some big tech firm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're diving into how Idaho, the state government there, is actually leading the charge in getting these powerful AI tools into the hands of its employees responsibly.
And not just talking about it, but like actually doing it. Practical stuff.
Right. Our mission today is to unpack this really fascinating document they created. It's essentially the script for an AI training video for their state employees. Think of it as their blueprint for using tools like Claude, ChatGPT, Copilot, Google Gemini, safely and effectively.
So we're going to pull apart their thinking, the why behind it all.
Yeah, and see what you can take away, whether you're in government, private sector. Well, that's what's really interesting. It wasn't just a top-down thing. They started with a big survey last December, sent it out across the state agencies.
Oh, wow. Did they get much response?
They really did. Over 2,800 employees from 45 different agencies weighed in. And the results were, well, telling. People were definitely interested. They saw potential for AI and, you know, writing content, automating processes. Mm. Clear innovation spots.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
But just as strongly, they voiced concerns, big ones. Data privacy, ethical risks that came through loud and clear. And they basically said, look, we need help figuring out how to use this stuff the right way.
So excitement, but also nervousness.
Precisely. That mix of enthusiasm and apprehension, that became the absolute foundation for their whole strategy. It showed them where the opportunities were, but also, crucially, where they needed to build solid guardrails.
That feedback loop is key, isn't it? Grounding it in what people are actually thinking and needing, it builds trust right from the start.
Totally. So, responding directly to that survey, they developed these comprehensive AI guidelines, finished up last July. And like we said, they're not just a list of don'ts. They're really designed to enable innovation, but within a responsible framework, finding that balance.
And it sounds like they structured it pretty carefully, not just one big rule book.
No, it's quite systematic. They broke it down into five core parts. First, a clear vision for AI linked to their IT strategy. So it's integrated, not just bolted on.
Okay.
Second, clear roles and responsibilities, including how they handle risk and decisions. Third, a big focus on that responsible side, ethics, privacy, security, hitting those survey concerns head on.
Right.
Fourth, a roadmap with actual steps. So it's actionable. And fifth, they kind of positioned it as Idaho taking a leadership role here, which is interesting.
Yeah, stepping out. You mentioned it wasn't done in isolation.
Definitely not. They got feedback from everyone. IT leaders, the tech authority, the governor's office, their own AI committee, agency directors. Lots of input to make sure it would actually work on the ground.
That buy-in is critical for something this big.
For sure. And the outcome. They've officially approved four big AI tools for employees. Claude, ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, and Google Gemini. Plus, they've put a ton of resources online. The full framework, policies, guides, even prompt engineering tips. We're going to pull the key stuff mainly from those employee guidelines today.
Gotcha. So how does it actually work day to day? Who's responsible for what?
They call it a shared responsibility model.
Yeah.
So the Central IT Services, IS, they provide the big picture, the framework, the policies, the standards.
Okay, the foundation.
Right. But then the individual state agencies, they're the implementers. They're the ones actually using the tech, which raises that question, like, what does that partnership really look like in practice?
Yeah, how does that division of labor play out?
Well, the agencies have seven key responsibilities. They need to work with ITES on risk assessments for specific uses. They have to develop their own use cases relevant to their work, make sure they're following all the policies, implement the right security and privacy controls for their context.
Okay, so it's not just ITES setting rules. The agencies have homework.
Lots of it. They also have to provide the right training and make sure use is disclosed. And this is huge. They are responsible for verifying all AI outputs for accuracy and fairness.
So the buck stops with the agency user, essentially.
Exactly. And they need to do ongoing monitoring with human oversight. That human in the loop piece is really core at the agency level. It's not just use the tool. It's use the tool, check the tool, own the output.
That makes sense. Embedding the accountability right there. So what about the actual using of the tools? What are the big must-dos?
They frame it around safe innovation. And before you even touch an AI tool, there are three critical checks you have to make. First check, what kind of information are you using?
Okay, data type.
Right. You can only use stuff that's already public, published reports, websites, that kind of thing. Or internal info that has zero personal details. Think like draft memos, general procedures, nothing identifiable.
So no names, no specifics about individuals.
Absolutely none. And the never list is crystal clear. No personal or confidential info, period. No names linked to personal details, no social security numbers, no medical stuff, no financial data.
Got it. Strict boundaries.
And they have this brilliant, simple rule of thumb, the newspaper test.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's just if you wouldn't be comfortable seeing the information on the front page of a newspaper, don't put it in AI tools.
That's fantastic. So intuitive. Cuts right through the complexity.
Doesn't it? Great for anyone, anywhere, struggling with what's okay to share with AI. Okay, second check. Tool approval. Simple one. Is the tool you want to use actually on your agency's approved list?
Check the list first.
Yep. If you're not sure, call your IT liaison. Don't guess.
Makes sense. And the third check.
This one's crucial. Your review commitment.
Yep.
You must review everything the AI gives you, critically.
Mm.
And you have to mark it somehow AI-assisted. Or
marking. Transparency.
Exactly. And because you are still 100% responsible for the work, the AI helped, but it's your name on it, your accountability. The AI isn't an excuse if something's wrong.
Right. You can't blame the bot. And that ties into the whole hallucination issue, doesn't it?
It does. You want to explain that?
Sure. AI can sometimes just make things up. It generates text that sounds totally plausible, really confident, but it's actually wrong or fabricated or just nonsense. They call it hallucinating.
Sounds slightly alarming.
It can be, which is why checking sources, double-checking facts and figures the AI gives you is absolutely essential. You need sort of a healthy skepticism. Treat the AI output like a first draft from a very fast but occasionally unreliable assistant.
Good analogy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just forward that assistant's work without reading it first.
Exactly. Same principle.
They also suggest asking yourself some risk questions before you start. Is this going to directly affect services for citizens? Am I the final decision maker here, or will someone else review it? Could this accidentally impact different groups unfairly?
Thinking about potential downstream consequences.
Right. And again, if you're unsure about the risk level, talk to IT. They can help assess it.
So those are the checks before you start. What about during the process?
5 required practices for every single time you use AI. 1, approved tools, appropriate info only. We covered that. 2, review and verify everything against reliable sources. Critical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3, mark it as AI assisted. Transparency. 4, follow your agency's normal style guides and templates. Don't let the AI go rogue on formatting.
Keep it consistent.
And 5, if the AI gives you something weird, biased, wrong, inappropriate, report immediately to IT. That helps them fix things.
Continuous improvement loop.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they give examples of like good versus bad uses?
Yeah, very practical ones. Good uses where innovation is encouraged include things like drafting internal announcements, but always with review. Summarizing long public documents, turning text speak into plain language, reformatting stuff you've already written, researching public info.
But verifying the sources.
Always. And the never use list is just as clear. Never use AI for final decisions impacting citizens. Never use it for official documents without thorough human review. Never feed it personal or confidential data. And never publish AI content without verifying it independently.
So it's drawing that line again. AI as assistant, not decision maker. The human stays in control.
Precisely. That careful distinction is key. Okay, let's shift to the real nuts and bolts: account security, session management. Boring, maybe, but vital.
Yeah, the unglamorous but necessary stuff.
For accounts, use your state email, turn on two-factor authentication, strong unique passwords, turn off conversation history saving if you can, and obviously don't share your login.
Standard security hygiene, basically.
Pretty much. For sessions, start fresh each time with a new chat. Don't ask the AI to remember stuff from past chats. Delete your history regularly. Log out fully when done.
Keeping sessions isolated.
Yeah, reduces risk. And data protection. Know that free or individual plans might keep your data longer than enterprise ones. So, never save work info directly in the tool. Report any worries about data retention.
Good point about different plan types. Okay, what about getting better results? Prompting.
Ah, yes. Prompt engineering. They call this the Universal Innovation Guideline because it makes such a difference. The core rule, be specific and show examples.
Like briefing a colleague.
Exactly. You wouldn't just tell a new team member, write about the policy. You'd give details. Same with AI. Their examples are great. Instead of write about the new policy.
Too vague.
Right, better is. Write a 2-paragraph email for county clerks about the new records retention policy. Professional tone. Mention the March 15 deadline. Link to the full policy here. Link.
Ah, okay. Specific audience, task, details, tone, much better.
Or analyzing a document. Not just summarize this, but analyze this budget memo, extract, main changes, who's affected, required actions deadlines, potential concerns, format as bullets for supervisors.
Giving it structure and specific questions to answer?
Exactly. Or for public stuff. Not write a notice, but public announcement for residents about road work. Simple language, 8th grade level. What, when, impact, next steps, under 100 words.
Specific constraints really help the AI focus.
Totally. And they offer this fantastic universal prompt template. You can use it for almost anything. Role, task, audience, context, requirements, output, format.
Okay, break that down.
So role, you're a job title, task, do specific thing, audience, for who will see it, context, background info, what's relevant, requirements, must be format, length, tone, specific conclusions. Output format. Give it to me as bullets, email, table.
That's really comprehensive. Forces you to think through the request properly.
It really does. Their example was office renovations. Role, GovCom specialist. Task, talking points for announcing renovations. Audience, all staff. Context, 6 weeks disruption for March 1. Requirements, Protone under 200 words, include temp workspace info. Output, 5 bullet points. See? Gives the AI everything.
Yeah, that's super clear. And they talk about building up prompts too, right? Not just one shot.
They do. Progressive prompting. Start simple, then add more detail, more context. If it's a big, complex task, break it into smaller steps for the AI. Like, first draft this, then create talking points from it, then write FAQs.
Makes sense. Manageable chunks. They mention more advanced stuff too.
Yeah, their full guide covers things like chain of reasoning, role-playing prompts, for people who want to get really sophisticated.
Okay. And quick fixes if the output isn't quite right.
Simple tips. Too generic. Add your specific agency context. Tone wrong. Specify the audience more clearly for senior leaders versus for public. Missing stuff. Add must include the missing thing. Too long, short. Specify length. Exactly 3 bullets. Under 150 words.
Practical troubleshooting. That's useful.
These are honestly great tips for anyone using these tools. Okay, so you're using the tools. You're prompting well. But what if something goes wrong? Or you're just unsure.
When to raise your hand and ask for help.
Exactly. The guidance is, contact your IT liaison immediately if you need tool approval, if you accidentally put sensitive info in, if you hit tech problems, get weird or biased output, have questions on transparency, or just aren't sure about the risk of what you want to do.
Basically, when in doubt, reach out. Don't just guess or hope for the best.
Right. And some things require immediate reporting.
What kind of thing?
Any bias or discrimination you see in the output, any security concerns, anytime the AI fails in a way that impacts work, any privacy violations.
Serious issue.
Yeah. And crucially, when you report these, you must document the prompt you used and the exact response the AI gave.
The evidence trail. Essential for fixing the problem. That's a really good best practice.
Definitely. Okay, finally, they're not just putting this out there and hoping for the best. They're thinking about measuring success. How do they know if this is actually working and adding value?
Beyond just are people using it.
Right. They focus on 3 key indicators. One, time savings.
Yeah.
Is AI freeing up employee hours for more important work? 2, quality improvements. Are revisions down? Is communication clearer? Are decisions better?
Tangible benefits.
And 3, innovation opportunities. Is AI helping people find new ways to do things, new solutions? Documenting those is key.
That's smart. Looking for the qualitative gains, too.
And they encourage everyone, and we encourage you listening, to apply this. Start tracking something simple for yourself. Just one metric. If you write emails, track how much faster your drafting is. If you do research, track efficiency. Pick one thing and start now.
It makes the benefits concrete for you personally.
Exactly. And then at the team or agency level, Idaho will track things like adoption rates, how well people are following the guidelines, or skills improving.
So they can adjust support, target training, and importantly, celebrate the wins.
Right, because the ultimate goal, the so what of all this, isn't just using AI. It's using AI responsibly to get better results for the citizens of Idaho.
Delivering better public value, that's the bottom line.
So let's quickly recap the big takeaways here, the universal lessons. Use only approved tools, only with public or non-sensitive info. Always review, verify, and mark AI assistance. Guard sensitive data. Remember that newspaper test.
Think about fairness. Potential impacts. Don't introduce bias.
And when you're unsure about any of it, ask for help. Don't go it alone.
Solid advice for anyone, anywhere.
We really hope you take that call to action seriously. Start tracking even one metric for yourself. See how AI is impacting your work. And remember, guidelines like these exist to help, so use them.
Absolutely. And Idaho sees this as just the beginning, right? An ongoing innovation journey. They're already planning next steps, pilots, updated guidance. It's about learning and adapting as the tech evolves.
It really is. Which brings us to our final thought. As we see governments, companies, all sorts of organizations weaving AI more deeply into everyday work, what does this really demand from us?
Beyond just learning how to use the tools.
Yeah. How does it change how we need to think? Not just as employees looking for efficiency, but as critical thinkers, as people responsible for information, as citizens in a world that's becoming increasingly AI-powered. Idaho's careful approach gives us a lot to chew on there. What's the fundamental shift required, and how do we shape that future proactively? Something to keep thinking about.